We do have a few prayer requests. However, I do want to announce something real quick before we do those. Aglow International will be having a meeting Thursday, February 22nd at 6 p.m. at Genesis Cafe in Elk City. I would encourage you to come join us there, y'all.
Learn about the program.
Yes. I've done the Bible study Game Changers, and I can say that it really helped me a lot. A lot. So if you don't have any plans, or if you can change plans, I want to encourage you to be at the Aglow International meeting February 22nd, 6 p.m. at Genesis Cafe here in Elk City. On to our prayer request. Let's pray for Loretta Pierce. She's scheduled for a procedure in Oklahoma City to remove a stone from her pancreas. They think this is what is causing the
pancreatitis,
and runs a small risk of triggering a flare. And then pray for the family of Gerald Land, who went to his heavenly home yesterday, or this morning.
Alrighty. We thank God for those that even have praise reports. Not that I see one here, but I thank God for some things that have happened even in praise reports, and we give God thanks for that. Father God, we come before you concerning these particular needs, Lord, by these people. We thank you for Loretta Pierce, who is scheduled for a procedure in Oklahoma City to remove this stone from her pancreas. And so, Father God, we just ask that you would intervene in her situation and cause this stone to be removed. And even if you want it to be removed naturally, Lord, even if you just want it to be dissolved and come on through out of her body, Lord, we say we would love to see that take place, even so, God. And we ask, Lord, that these flare-ups of this pancreatitis, Lord, that it would cease to be, God. That you would make her every bit whole in her body, God. Every bit whole, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, look on Lisa Harris and her family, God, her uncle Gerald, who has transitioned to his eternal home, Lord. We just pray for the family that you would strengthen all those that knew him, all those that were close to him, Lord, had connection and relationship with him, Lord, that you would bring comfort, that you would strengthen them, Lord, that you would give them to be able to just know that their journey is yet to be continued here on this earth, and they would just continue to go forth and be able to reach out even unto others. Lord, I pray also for the family of Lola Faye Hester, who passed away on yesterday, God. I pray for Sister Arlene, Lord, and for Sister Vanessa, and all of the family, Lord, Sister Destiny, all of these individuals that were connected to her, God, and her mother, Lord. Lord, I just pray for all of those, her sisters and brothers, other family members, that you would just blessed them to be able to have a memorial service that will be uplifting, that will be strengthening and comforting even unto them, God, that will cause them, Lord, to be encouraged in their heart to continue their journey on this earth. So we thank you for these individuals. We thank you for every last person, Lord, that is going through whatever their situation may be. Minister Johnny Johnson, Lord, we pray for healing, Lord, in his body, Lord, that you would just completely rid him, Lord, of the cancer that's there, Lord. Just move it out, God. Others, Lord, that may not have been able to send in their requests, we agree with them, Lord, for whatever is needed in their bodies, be healing, be financial, be relationships, Lord. Bring forth healing for the brokenhearted, healing for the broken in health, healing for those broken financially. Wherever they're broken, Lord, you bring forth a putting together and a wholeness for them. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And save, save everywhere, God, across this world. Save people. Save them. Deliver them from the hand of the enemy. Deliver them, God, from the hand of the enemy. And we pray for the peace of your people in Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Refuge Church is located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10. Sunday worship is at 10:45. Sunday evening prayer is at 5. Sunday evening Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7. Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy Bailey at 580-729-0956. Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We're back. You are tuned in. Excuse me. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Sister Melanie Randall. Back to you, Sister.
All right.
Her title is The Ultimate Soldier.
Amen. Hope you beautiful people out there are getting something that will let you know that even in the hard places of life, that you don't have to be hard. You don't have to be hardened by the hard places.
That's right.
But you can go forth as a soldier of God. And I mean plotting and taking back the territory that the enemy has taken from you. And it may get harder than easier after becoming a soldier in God's army. That's what I've got written down on my paper. It may get harder than before it gets easier. A couple of times when Moses had went to Pharaoh and asked about, you know, letting his people go, Pharaoh said a couple of times he said that he would let them go, but he didn't. And do you know, it was at least 8 times that Pharaoh was told, let my people go. You know, sometimes we tell people things over and over and over, and we feel like I'm wasting my time with you. You ain't gonna never get it. Just move along elsewhere. But think about it. Moses kept going back to Pharaoh saying the same thing. He wasn't changing the the message. He just kept going back. God said, let my people go. Can you imagine how Pharaoh something? You must have lost your mind. Didn't you just tell me that last week or last month or whatever? Did I let them go then? What you coming back here for? Mm-hmm. But you see, God is like this. God's got a message. And when he's got a message that he wants to get over, he will keep telling you that same. I'm telling you, that's why I'm telling y'all this message for the third time. Mm-hmm. He is trying to let us know that we are soldiers in God's army. And come do or die, we got to keep marching right on. As we're going through and seeing the fiery darts coming, we can't just take off and start running. I thought about a Western I watched here the other week. It was so funny, Monica. And the man, he was a marshal, and I can't remember if it was a Laramie picture or what. But anyway, the enemy was on horseback, and there was just two of these men, two of the good guys there, and the one good guy, he was ready. He was ready. It didn't matter how many of the enemy was there. He was ready. He was going to do his duty. And so when the evil cowboy that was on horseback took off after the marshal, now this is the marshal, he just took off running down the road. And then you could just see that man on the horseback going after him, and he just kept on running. he was scared. And it was so embarrassing. And then he was so embarrassed when he got back to town. Because he knew his other friend had stayed there, and his other friend didn't get shot. He fought it out, you know. And I thought, are we like that today? You know, when we see the enemy, we all fired and ready to go until we actually see the enemy coming. Because I think sometimes when he comes, it's like, oh, I didn't know he's coming like that. Oh no. But we can't run and retreat. Mm-mm. We can't do that, people of God. It may get harder before it gets easier. And, you know, Pharaoh said, like I said, he said a couple times that he would let them go, but he didn't. The devil will even give you false hope. He will give you false hope, so don't pay attention to him. Mm. It takes courage and perseverance to march on when you're looking for freedom. And you encounter more bondage. When you're looking for the light and you see more darkness. When you're waiting on your healing and it seems that you're getting sicker. It still takes courage to hold fast to God. It takes courage and perseverance. What do you do in these situations? Well, in Exodus chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6. My God. And I'm going to start reading. I believe it starts at verse 6 here. And it says, therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Now, this is God yet telling Moses that I'm going to still yet do what I said I would do. And then when you go to verse 9, so Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. They're getting upset now because they're tired of hearing what Moses is saying about, you know, this is what God says, how he's going to, you know, bring us forth and deliver us. And it just keeps getting harder and harder. I want you to know God did not revise his word. He repeated what he had already been saying. He didn't address even the greater oppression that Pharaoh had laid on them. He made it harder for them to even make bricks. And so God didn't even address that. And so, but he kept saying, you know, my righteous deliverance is coming. And so what we have to do in these hard places, in these places where adversity seems to be going forth, like the scripture says, troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but no, not in despair. Persecuted, but never forsaken. We're cast down, but never, ever destroyed. We, in the midst of the adversity, we still have to find a way to keep holding forth to what God has said. See, because he's not changing the message. We still have to hold fast to what God has said on to the end. We have to hold fast to that. That's our place to do that. Will you become a defector in the ranks? Will you become a defector in the ranks? We have seen this in our government, that we have defectors. God's word says that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's Proverbs 14 and 34. A defector is one who gives up allegiance in an area in exchange for allegiance to another. The defectors are undermining our government, and that's even in a physical way. But are we having also defectors in our spiritual army mm-hmm. of God? Yes, we do. We have defectors. Mm-hmm. There are some that are actually leaving and giving their allegiance to the devil. And then there's some that's operating under the cloak of darkness, still trying to make you believe that they're part of God's army, but they're really not. Let me say this. They not only have become defectors, they have become traitors. Mm-hmm. And so we've got to watch out for all of this. We got to watch out for that's why we got to be alert. We got to watch out for defectors and traitors, because see, they're coming to make up their army, the army of the devil. And they want to use deception to make you become one of them. Mm-hmm. So don't give up your allegiance in God for allegiance to the devil. Don't become undermined by the enemy. As I said, the enemy comes on all fronts. You have to have on your armor. You have to stay awake, alert, aware, and pay attention. Your loyalty is to God. Your duty is to God. Your respect is to God. Your selfless service is to God. Your integrity, your honor, and let me say this, your validation is from God, not man. That's where your validation comes. You've got to know that you are a warrior. You have come to conquer the enemy, not to just get a little bit of victory here and there. No, you've come to conquer. That's why I'm using the word warrior too. You have come to conquer. This is something that God gave me at the end of last year. I am a warrior. So I want you to listen carefully as I read this. I stand with the belt of truth girded about my waist. For according to John 17:17, it is my sanctification. This I do, for I am a warrior. I wear the breastplate of righteousness for the protection of my heart, knowing that according to Psalm 7:10, my defense is of God who saves the upright in heart. This I do, for I am a warrior. I walk with my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, for it is the pathway that I must go to assure my victory and peace at the battle's end. This I do, for I am a warrior. I stand with the shield of faith so that my heart is protected from the fiery darts of the evil one. It is my duty to stand alert against the evil ploys of the enemy. This I do, for I am a warrior. I wear the helmet of salvation for the protection of every thought. I must think on that which is true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and whatever is of a good report from Philippians 4:8. This I do, for I am a warrior. I carry the sword of the Spirit. It is the word of God. As it penetrates into the very thoughts and intents of the heart, my actions must reflect the righteousness of God. This I do, for I am a warrior. And as I engage in this spiritual battle, I must at all times be watchful and prayerful in perseverance of my faith. This I do, for I am a warrior. And so this is telling us how to fight the war. That right there. It's telling us how to wear our armor. It's telling us that we are warriors. Yes, we are soldiers, and we are warriors in the army of God. We, you know, when God came to Gideon in Judges chapter 6 and 6 verse 12, he called Gideon a mighty man of valor. That's what he called him. It looked from the outward appearance that he was just, you know, a coward hiding in the wine press, you know. But God saw that there was something that had not been stirred up within him yet, that he could come forth as that one that could be strong and powerful and mighty. And God sees that within us. We have to just let it come forth. If we trust in God, see, Christ is our hope of glory. And he is the one that operates within us and through us. It's not us, it's him, the hope of glory operating through us. And so as we let him operate in and through us, we will see that we will become that warrior that God is calling for. We'll be those soldiers that we're supposed to be. And so I'm encouraging you today on February 8th, I believe it is, 2024, to be that warrior of God, be that soldier of God, be the one that steps out front and center and says, I'm ready. I'm ready, God, to commit myself wholeheartedly to the things of the kingdom, because that's where we're at. We are at that place where we must. We can't, you know, the scripture talks about being in a valley of decision. We're in the valley of decision. We got to make the decision to move on and to stand strong and to stand courageous in the things of God as warriors of God. Because God is there to see that we have the victory. See, the victory is already ours. It's just that we've got to walk it out and let Christ walk it out in you. So I hope that you have received something in this message today. God bless you. I love you. Continue on and journey on.
That was a good word, Sister Melanie. It goes right along with, I really like this. We're doing a spiritual warfare Bible study.
Take that with you, because I got copies of that.
Oh, thank you. Because we're talking about the armor right now.
Yep.
This is perfect. That's it's one of the Aglow Bible studies, too, by the way. We do it on Tuesdays if anybody would like to join us. You can contact me or Monica, and we'll let you know where.
And that's so funny, because not ha-ha funny, but, you know, neat funny.
Yeah.
Cool funny that you brought that up, because we was the reveille.
Yeah.
Is what they play to wake the military up. There is a reveille in the spirit going off right now, and it has been. And it will continue. I want to encourage you to please, if you don't hear it or feel it, ask the Lord to wake you up. Because it is playing to wake up his people.
Yes.
His bride. It is playing to wake up the bride. Please tune yourself into the Lord so that you can hear the call. The wake-up call. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, let your people hear the reveille, Lord.
Yes.
The wake-up to come home to you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your word, Lord, says that you created us all in your image. That tells me we're all your people, because we are created by the same God. Lord, Let your people hear. Please, Lord. Give your people the ears to hear, the eyes to see that you're coming soon. Lord, give your people an open, teachable heart. In the name of Jesus, I ask these things. Let your reveille continue to play until all your people hear it and come home to you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and bring good, strong, encouraging words. Today we got some marching orders with it. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Tina Dobbs, my sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, and our sister in Christ, Melanie Randall, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.